From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, many in agriculture were pleased to hear that the new farm bill has passed in the House and is now moving on to the Senate. Northwest Horticultural Council Vice President Riley Beshue says there are some valuable components within this updated farm bill.
Specialty Crop Research Initiative has helped fund visioning systems in the past that are a part of developing commercially viable mechanical harvesting for apples. There's good important research that's been done under these programs, and there's always the need for it, so we're glad to see that moving forward.
And Beshue says they have been and will continue to be there to help.
We're certainly engaged with the congressional delegation in the Northwest on that. It's always part of the process with every farm bill. You know, the House has their view of things. The Senate's going to maybe have theirs a little bit, but I'm hoping that given the need in the agricultural community, I think there's positive momentum in terms of trying to address that and deal with those issues within the farm bill to move it forward across the finish line. So I'm going to stay optimistic on that one.
Beshue says extensions aren't unheard of, but since this current farm bill is from 2018, he's hoping for more.
I think there's a lot of interest and there's certainly a lot of need in the agriculture sector at large. So I think there's certainly a lot of interest and pressure within the ag committees on both the House and Senate to get something across the line.
Again, that is Riley Beshue, Vice President at the Northwest Horticultural Council.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.